Good morning. How are you?
Coffee's not quite there yet. You asked for it.
Well, that's not coffee.
No, it is not.
What is that?
Smoothie.
What kind of smoothie?
Pineapple, mango, and all my powdered supplements were in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, everybody. We got Mindy on today. Mindy's going to talk about women and women behind a gun. This is a big, this is a big topic, right?
It is.
So tell us a little bit about who you are.
So if you don't already know, my name's Mindy K. Ray, and I am an instructor, and I'm the girl that's empowering all the women to take over Triple C, so to speak. I'm married to Superman, as you know.
Married to Superman. And who is that?
That's Jason Ray, that's out here all the time. So he's actually employed at the range, and then I'm mother to two superhero daughters.
So for those that don't know, Jason is on our field ops team helps out with the all the stuff out here, the targets, the equipment, everything like that. What type of classes do you teach?
So in the last year, I've concentrated on beginner handgun, especially with the ladies. Lots of men. That's a common misconception that I don't teach men. In reality, I teach men, women, and children. And so I teach the beginner classes right now because we had such an influx or such a big uprising in people purchasing firearms or, hey, mm-hmm. my neighbor wanted to sell me this. I got it, but I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So getting them started in a positive, their first encounter is positive with handguns versus some of your other instructors. I say they stack them deep and teach them cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, just trying to get the masses with their LTC, and you won't find me doing that. So my classes are capped; they're fairly small, so that each person gets individual attention, and that way it's just not overcrowded. You can't really teach ladies that way. So
how many do you have in a class?
Typically about in between 10 and 12.
Okay.
Yeah. And
why do you keep it at that range?
Because women get overwhelmed.
Okay.
They get overwhelmed. And I like to have that personal connection with each student. Like I tell them I want to see them out in public, away from the range, and be able to know their name.
Okay.
I've worked for a few places that didn't happen.
Right.
So just so many students.
It was business-like. It wasn't personal.
Absolutely. And I refuse.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So conceal with confidence, holster draw, match preparation.
Okay.
I coach if you want to come out and try a match, get you started.
What is a match?
So out at Triple C here, we do steel matches where it's you can run shotgun or pistol caliber carbine. Three gun, where you're moving through either your choice, two or three guns, which would be the shotgun platform, rifle platform, and pistol, or you can do it rifle pistol. And there's tactical games, which I honestly believe that every single person who has an LTC card, license to carry card, in their pocket should be required to come and do at least two battles in the tactical games. I do. If you're not law enforcement, you're not military, you don't know what it's like
To shoot under stress. Yeah,
so you need to do it, because the day that you have to defend life,
mm-hmm.
your heart rate's going to be through the roof. So
I bet.
You don't know how to shoot with your heart rate up, you're putting yourself at a great disadvantage.
Yeah. So why do you like training ladies?
You want the business or the personal?
Both.
Okay. So, I've been active in the gun industry for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know that. I'm married to a shooter. He's always had guns. So I've watched the other companies and how they treat the women, and I didn't like it. And so sometimes if you can't find it, you got to go make it.
Sure.
So that's what I've done.
And what were those companies doing that wasn't appropriate?
Not that it necessarily wasn't appropriate.
Okay.
It's just that women, they do things socially together. They like that.
I see.
And I encourage them to bring friends, bring aunts, bring cousins, so that you've got a small group, even so much so offering a group discount.
I see. Yeah, okay.
Three or four people.
That's cool.
Contact me, and you're going to take up four or five seats in a class, and I'll get you a discount.
Okay.
But I teach women because I love it. And when it when the concept is grasped by a woman, look out.
Okay.
Because they're very good shooters.
Yeah.
So they just, they take a different route. They're not going to come out here and do what I say, convert money into noise. Because that nine millimeter round is
expensive right now.
A little expensive right now. Yeah. So they want to understand it.
Okay.
And they don't want to be intimidated by asking questions. And so at the beginning of my classes or the beginning of a student reaching out to me, I tell her right then and there that there are no dumb questions with me. What you don't know until you know.
Sure. So, well, that's very true.
And then a lot of the other businesses were like, man, we won't do women's only classes. They won't show up. They won't, or they cancel, or they, any number of excuses.
Right.
So being a woman, I know how to arrange it to where they will show up.
Okay. Okay.
And I like it. I just love teaching women because when the light bulbs go on for them, it's done.
That's very true.
It's done. And she'll learn it and she'll know how to do it, especially when she's comfortable.
Okay. Was that the business or is that the personal side?
It was kind of mixed because okay. Maybe a little bit of, I don't know what the right word is, but okay, if you won't do women's only classes over here, then I'll go over here and show you that they will show up. And they are indeed showing up in droves.
Listeners, for those that haven't seen any of her courses online or anything like that, there are a ton of women that show up every single weekend.
And that's the goal.
I'm out there taking photos and stuff like that. It is impressive.
Thank you.
Especially their accuracy. For some of those that have not even been behind a gun. Let's talk about, let's not mention names, but let's talk about the lady that, the elderly lady.
Yeah.
That shot your LTC course. How old was she? 80?
Weren't you blown away by that?
She was 80 years old.
Yeah, she didn't even register for the class. She just wanted to show up with her sister.
Okay.
And so I told her, I said, I don't have you on my class roster, but we can make this work. Because kind of if you show up out here, you're going to be here for a while. I mean, it's not exactly in the middle of town. But so she showed up with her sister and she goes, well, I'd just like to learn. I said, well, all right, get in line. Let's do this. And so got her on target in the classroom. And then we came down to qualify and ran a mock LTC just as it should be.
Right.
And oh my gosh, perfect score.
Yeah, she shot a 250, didn't she?
80 years old. Perfect score. After the classroom portion, her gun handling skills were good.
Yeah.
As an 80-year-old.
Right. First time behind a gun.
Proper load and make ready. Mm-hmm. Proper, all of her fundamentals were in place and... I stayed on her end with her just a little bit to make sure that she didn't get uncomfortable or have some issues that I didn't hear and then it frustrated her. Right. But talk about amazing. And then she went back up to the classroom, went ahead and did the LTC class portion and filed for her LTC at 80 years old.
Wow. Yep. That's impressive. So what's your age range usually in your classes?
They're
obviously up to 80, but like what's your average age range?
A good attitude.
Okay. Okay. What's the youngest that you can allow to class?
So beginner handgun.
Okay.
Obviously LTC, you need to be 20 years old before you take the test because the form that an instructor gives you is good for 1 year.
Got you.
So
you can be 20 and take that and then wait till your 21st birthday and apply.
And file for your background check and submit your documentation. Yes.
Okay. That's cool.
But there's the parent decides the age range.
Gotcha.
If someone comes to me and says, is my child ready? I'm going to ask the parent, what is their maturity level? Do you feel like they're ready to gain basic concepts? And if they say yes, then we train.
Do you think that training firearms at a young age plays into character, plays into stuff like, you know where I'm going with this?
Absolutely. We have to, everybody in Texas shouldn't be assumed that they own a gun.
Right.
However, the majority of people that your kids are going to their house and spending the night, and well, before COVID, but,
we're just assuming the world's back to normal.
Yeah. The opportunity for them to see a firearm is huge.
Especially with however many new gun owners this last year?
Millions
and millions and millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the probability just went way up.
Exactly.
And that's new gun owners. That's not how many guns they bought.
Right.
That's people.
Right. I had a new student, new shooter go into a gun store the other day and she went, well, they had two, so I bought two.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it could be, 7 to 10 million people, but 20 to 30 million guns.
Exactly. So I absolutely believe in at least having a conversation about safety and what happens when they come across a firearm that's not stored accordingly. And
sure.
And
that would be good for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And so hopefully in the near future, soon we'll have some kids classes out here.
That would be cool.
It's coming.
I haven't thought about that yet.
Oh, it's coming.
Have you and Jeremy already talked about that?
What?
Jeremy's just like, give me a date. And we'll
yeah.
Put up. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Just like when you texted me the other day, I was like, just give me dates. We'll figure
yeah.
it out.
Yeah. So
what are some of the benefits of taking some of these courses with you, ladies and gentlemen? But, we're going to be specific to the ladies right now.
Okay. So one of my mantras or one of my favorite phrases is you will not rise to the level of your expectation. You will sink to your lowest form of training.
Very true.
So you have to remember that. And I always encourage my ladies to manipulate the guns at home with dummy rounds, with snap caps, put your live ammo in another room and get comfortable with the gun, because you don't have time in a threat situation to deal with understanding how the gun works. So let's get that done. And that way, if a situation arises, be it a home invasion, a riot, whatever, it's freed your mind up now to think strategically and tactically instead of having to think, I don't know what to do with this gun. I'm not confident in touching it.
I see.
So we start in the very beginning of building confidence with the gun before we even move into shooting. Because if you don't understand the gun, the way it works, then once it's time to learn fundamentals of shooting, you lose that because you're worried about, I don't know how to operate this gun.
Right.
So I start with safety, with operating the gun, and then move into how to shoot the gun.
Okay.
Because a comfortable shooter is a safer shooter.
Oh, 100%.
If they're not nervous, if they, shaken, they don't understand. So when they get the concepts of how to work the gun, they are able to absorb the concepts of the fundamentals of marksmanship a lot better.
Do you think that most shooters should probably take the time to understand how a firearm works? And, no two pistols are the same, right?
Absolutely. But they all work
similar.
Similar.
Sure.
No, you're right. They're not the same, but they're all similar. So once you can do one, you can manipulate most of them.
Yeah, most of them. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I put up a variety of handguns and I'm like, okay, let's work through this one. Let's work through this one. And then by the time they get the issues worked out with the first one, there's really no more issues because they're similar.
Right. So then what's the next step in that class? Like after you go through and learn the firearms, then what?
So LTC, because that's a big misconception.
Right.
Teaching for the bigger companies. I saw a lack of what's next, if that makes sense. So I've got my LTC, now what? You've got to understand how to shoot before you go to LTC class, because your LTC, any instructor across the board, we don't teach you to shoot in the class. We teach you laws.
Right.
When you can use force or deadly force, where you can carry the gun without getting in trouble. And
it's not a how to shoot course. It's a what to do in the situation course.
Right. So beginner handgun basics, ladies first shots. If you look at my website, that's the same exact class. One has men, one doesn't. One has ladies only. So
gotcha.
One is co-ed and one is ladies only.
Okay.
And so understanding how to shoot the gun, LTC, and then conceal with confidence or holster draw.
Okay.
You've got to learn how to put that gun on the body safely.
Yes. Yes. And where should women carry? Where is a good place for women to conceal?
Well, that's an advantage for us. Cause, we're curvy. We got lots of places that we can slip that gun into. So
sure.
I always try to get them to think, we want to assume that every criminal is not very smart, when in reality, it's the exact opposite.
Right.
So when we talk about where to carry that gun, I just want to make sure that you can access it with both hands.
Okay.
Both hands, because criminals will watch you and they know, okay, she's right-handed. So if I break that arm or if I injure that lead arm, I got one up on her. So she has to eventually work into understanding how to get the gun out with the weak hand. And if you can't reach it, So basically strong side hip is not the ideal place for women to carry.
Right.
So we in Conceal with Confidence, we go over lots of options of where to put it. Some ladies put it right along the breastbone, you know, slightly under their shelf. And then most women end up carrying appendix.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. They think they can't do it. And then they're taught how to do it correctly. And they're like, okay, I'm going to put this gun on and go to dinner after class. So
what is your preferred holster for women to carry?
That's a personal decision.
Okay.
It's a personal decision. However she's going to carry it, 100% trigger guard protection, end of story, no bones.
I guess
no
I give. Should ask the question in a reverse way. What are some holsters that women should stay away from?
I'm not a fan of flashbang, just because...
And we're not trying to...
No, we're not
bashing any companies here. We're just, I mean, it's real life stuff.
It is. And if you're going to put the training associated in with a flashbang, then that's great. You're probably going to have to do that on a one-on-one basis with an instructor, because you're never really not muzzling the person to your left
right.
or right, depending on if you're right-handed or left-handed. So no type of button retention holsters. We're not gonna bash any names, but we just need some good retention on it where mm-hmm. it clicks when it goes in the holster itself, and good trigger guard. So there's a lot of good, bad, and ugly. Mm-hmm. And in class, that's where we start. We don't start pulling from the holster down on the range.
No.
So in class, we see what's good, what'll work, what won't, what I won't allow. No, you can't take this holster down there. So let me put you in something different. So we go over all of those options. Main thing is absolutely will not get by without trigger guard coverage at 100%.
Right.
Nothing can get in that trigger guard.
Right. Okay.
So a lot of ladies want these almost lax belly bands. They want.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's in, you see those a lot at the gun shows and mm-hmm. stuff like that. What are the disadvantages to having one of those?
So, if it doesn't have any type of hard trigger cover, let's just go with one disadvantage. You get grabbed from behind. They set your gun off by grabbing you, and the belly band is too soft.
Yeah, grabbing you from behind,
and they're able to shoot you with your own gun before any violence ever really starts to take place. One simple grab, and that trigger guard's not covered. I mean, everybody saw the guy in Plano put his gun in his, you know, shorts pocket or pants waistband with no holster, bent over to pick his dog up and shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the trigger guard coverage is first and foremost. And then we work out everything else.
So none of those backstreet, put it in your sweatshirt and...
Or purse.
Or purse. Okay, yeah, that was actually another one. So what about all these concealed purse carry things?
There's perfect ways to do it. And then there's ways that I'm just like, if I see you reach in your purse and pull out a firearm with nothing on it, we're going to have to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, but aren't there some, I mean, going back to the gun shows, you know, there's some that you can...
There are.
Like the zip, and they're kind of in, and there's a little retention thing for them in there. Yes. But some of those don't have a trigger guard.
Exactly. So you've got to get, for instance, if I have to carry in a purse, because there are times that I do, just as a female. So I have a Kydex trigger guard over my trigger, and I carry it in a purse specific for carrying. They're out there. They're so cute. Ladies, you can do this right.
Especially at the Texas gun shows, there's all the fur and
right.
the Texas symbols and the turquoise and all yeah. that other stuff on it.
So what it needs to be is in a dedicated area of the purse by itself. And then you have to practice drawing from the purse. We typically don't shoot through the purse in a violent encounter, but there are purses out there that are made in order to shoot through. You never even have to draw. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
So I have those in my class so we can look over them, and you may go, well, this purse is $40 and I can show you why. You say, well, this purse is $80 and this is why. So there's proper ways to carry in a bag and on your body, and then there's improper ways.
Sure.
That'll get you hurt and killed.
Sure. Where would women want to conceal carry, like in public?
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Yeah, so you don't leave home without your gun.
Sure, well, we were talking about that beforehand. I mean, let's say I roll up. Let's say I don't leave without a gun, right? I got it on me and I roll up to, we were just talking about being at a federal building.
Can't carry in federal.
Right, so what do I do with it?
So you lock it in a safe in your car.
Okay.
I did not say lock it in the console or lock it in the glove compartment, because it's so easy for when they break in. These are one of the main things that criminals are looking for, is that firearm. A lockbox underneath your seat, or, you know, in the trunk. If you can't carry that gun in, lock it down, tether it, tether the lockbox to the car. So they have to steal the whole car or the whole seat in order to get your gun. You simply cannot put it in a glove box or in a console. So $40, Amazon, get you a great little Ruger safe. It's got a cable lock tether that you can put it maybe through the car seat tether.
Okay.
Or, you know, one of those tethers that's in your car.
Sure.
Some of the new trucks that are out now, they have a locking box in them. So
yeah, the rental that I had for Florida had these two little locking boxes in the back seat. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah.
They're pretty deep too.
So, but worst case scenario, you don't have a new truck. You have your same old car.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a $40 safe for it.
Right.
And then it comes with a tether. So if you can't, you know, obviously post office is federal. That is a federal location. You cannot go into the post office carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Bars, you cannot go to the bar carrying. How many times you go out to dinner, everybody has a few drinks at dinner and they go, okay, well, let's run over here to Billy Bob's or let's go over here to Guitars and Cadillacs.
Right.
If you get caught in that bar carrying open or concealed, you do not pass go. You do not collect $200. You go straight to felony status.
Yeah, that's a felony, right?
Yeah. And that's a lot of money out of pocket to fight the charges.
Is every place that has a 30-06 sign a felony?
No.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
No. So when you see your 30-06, You're 30-06? What is 30-07? That?
30-07.
Why are you saying ought?
Well, okay. Because I know better.
So in Texas, penal code 30.06 and 30.07 is your actual penal code.
I just forgot the D.
So we say 30-06 because that's a rifle round. It's a rifle. And so when the guys, you know, they want to joke around in class and be, what about that 30-07? That's not a rifle.
That's not a round.
But in the state of Texas, when we're talking about the penal codes in conjunction with where you're carrying,
sure,
you say 30-06 if you know anything about anything about anything.
Anything about anything about anything.
Yeah.
And they have to have that sign posted, right?
They do. If they don't have the sign posted and it's not federal, you are free to carry open or concealed.
I mean, you see a lot of places that have just the
gun buster.
The circle with the line through it and a needle and a gun.
This ain't California. This is Texas.
You still see it though. You still see it all the time.
You do. So in order for it to be legal in the state of Texas for you to not carry there, it has to be 1-inch block letters, contrasting colors, prominently displayed at the entrance. And it's considered, if you walk past that signage, it's considered a Class C misdemeanor. So ideas of a Class C misdemeanor would have been me on 377 coming in this morning, and the highway patrol popped me at 80 miles per hour in a 65.
Did he really?
No.
Oh.
But that's a Class C misdemeanor, a speeding ticket.
Sure.
So there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
So lots of people ask me all the time, do you ever carry past the signs? Depends on where I'm going, what I'm doing. It's a Class C misdemeanor. If they ask you to leave and you refuse, if they see your gun and they ask you to leave and you refuse and wait for the cops to get there, it could be a Class A misdemeanor.
Oh, really?
It could be. If you're obstinate, my forefather signed a document, 1776, said I had the right to bear arms. I don't have to listen to you. Yeah, so you got to put up a fight over it, and police officer gets there, so you wait for the police to get there. Then they could potentially give you a Class A misdemeanor.
I see. Okay.
That's like a DUI.
And so at some point, you kind of just have to weigh the, you know, the penalty with, I'm not going to call it a reward, but saving your life.
Absolutely.
Right?
And with today's climate, lots of people are choosing to weigh penalties.
Sure.
If they even have their LTC to begin with.
I think that's not something that our listeners may not understand, you know, that. Or really anybody understands that a lot of people are just going to walk right by that sign.
Yes. I was going to tell you something. I forgot. So here's a common misconception.
Mm-hmm.
So I am allowed to have a firearm of my choice in my home and in my car.
Right.
Okay. So I don't need a license to carry to do that.
Right.
So people misunderstand why they need that license to carry. Okay. So if I'm going to go to Kroger, I'm going to go to the grocery store and leave my gun in the car, I don't need a license to carry. I need a license to carry if I'm going to take the gun in with me.
I see.
Okay.
Sure.
So I have lots of parents putting college students, they're going off to college. I want them to have this firearm in their car with them in case they break down. But so now they need their LTC. Nope. They need a license to carry to put the gun on the body or in a bag or in a purse and carry it around with them.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people think that they can't pass the LTC. So,
and that's something that, you know, we can bring back up about your ladies and their scores. You know, some of these ladies, it's their first day behind a gun.
Yep.
And they're shooting above 240.
Yeah, they're shooting perfect.
245.
The majority of the class is perfect scores. Perfect. 250. Majority.
You're gonna have instructors that listen to this. It's like, bullshit.
I don't care.
Oh, no. I mean, I've witnessed it. I've taken video and photos of it. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's 100% truth.
It's just the difference in, you know, I have a certification that I'm proud of that's not nationally known. It's recognized by those who know anything about anything. But the well-armed woman certification instructor is teaching women to teach women.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA doesn't do that. Your NRA pistol instructor certification, your USCCA pistol certification doesn't do that. It was a course designed specifically to help women, how women learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so okay. I've applied that into my classes, get them on target before we ever go down to the range. And then the only mystery there is pulling triggers. So if you're in LTC beginner handgun or first shots, we're going to make sure you're on target first. And then once we start the qualification goes by the book.
Gotcha.
Per DPS standards for your LTC. And then they do very well. And a comfortable shooter is a safe shooter. I take the scare out of it.
Talk to me a little bit about the difference in your setup as far as like your feet, where your hands are, stuff like that. What's the difference in a setup between a male and a female? Because females have parts that males don't have.
Well, true. It's not going to be so much of, mainly it's the way your body is formed.
Okay.
So you have, at just a male typically has more upper body strength all total than a most of the time.
Right.
And so the way you stand, that recoil isn't going to do anything to you as a male. But females, if they don't stand correctly, if they don't hold the gun correctly, then they don't feel in control of the gun.
Right.
And so when I change their stance and when I help them with their grip, it changes everything about the way she manages recoil. And then all of a sudden, it's not scary anymore because they control the gun and they understand.
I see.
And then they're empowered to take the next step and the next step and the next step. I will tell a female all day long, if you don't intend to practice, I don't want you to get your LTC. So you have to, A, make it to where they want to keep shooting.
Right.
I have so many students come and say, no, I tried to get my LTC, but I left class. I left the firing line. And I just don't want to do that because that was just awful.
Meaning they were scared or intimidated or something like that.
There should be no instruction on the firing line for the LTC.
Right.
You have to learn that beforehand. And so when you learn that beforehand, that's the big common misconception in the LTC class is that they're going to teach me to shoot in class. In reality, we cannot do that. We have a specific 4 hours to cover use of force, safety and safe gun handling and nonviolent dispute resolution. And we need 4 hours to do that. So you've got to come and understand that gun and shooting before. But when you do, the whole demeanor about shooting changes.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of ladies that go get that LTC and they hated that class so much, they won't pick the gun back up again. You can't have that.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And so when you talk about how do you hold the gun? How do you stand? All of these fundamentals are taught.
For confidence.
For confidence. And then she walks a little taller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when they become dangerous.
Yeah. And they want to train oh, I can do this. Oh my gosh, I saw my husband's grouping last week and look at mine, it's way better.
Oh yeah.
I'm just kidding. But you know,
well,
you
talk about how some of your ladies transition from, you know, it's their first time in one of your courses over to three gun, steel, stuff like that.
Yes. Well, when she's in LTC in that beginner handgun class, she's this tiny little caterpillar.
Right.
And then I'm fixing to start peeling back layers on her. And so once they look at their groupings, when they're taught how to shoot correctly, the confidence is built into, okay, what's next? So obviously before they can come out and do a match, we have to have understanding of getting a gun in a holster properly and out of a holster properly. Once we do that, it's kind of like, where do you want to go with your newfound passion, with your newfound love? So if they want to go to a steel match, which is, in my opinion, that would be your first competition.
Right.
There's nothing like adding performance anxiety and a little bit of time and peer pressure. Not that we're back there pressuring you.
Nope.
But you're essentially performing.
Under a time.
And so I always try to tell the ladies, oh my gosh, how beneficial is that for you in a threat situation? So now you're trying to produce a certain set of skills under time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a lot of the tactical people don't think that steel and three gun play into. We talked a little bit about it on the Taylor podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, there are definitely some things that we do in steel matches and three gun that will get you killed, 100%.
Yeah.
However,
not at the match itself. Let's clarify that. Well,
true. If you were to do that in a real life situation, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
Definitely not at the match. We are very safe at matches.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you did that on the streets, it probably wouldn't be very safe.
Yeah.
Right. But being able to shoot under stress, under time, under pressure, with the anxiety, your heart rate moving, you're shaking, and still being able to hit on target. That's important.
It's amazing when it clicks in the brain, though. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll watch one of the girls that trains with me. She'll come up and run her first array of steel targets, meaning we set five steel targets up in a row. And you've got, you know, let's do two shots per. And you set her under time, and she successfully hit five targets with two shots each.
There you go.
In 5 or 6 seconds.
Right. Right.
So without going too far into the defensive side of how that's good, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Five targets, two hits each in 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff. Right. That's good stuff.
So yeah. So, you know, that evolution of, okay, they've done LTC, they've done conceal with confidence or holster draw. And then what's next? If they don't want to be in a match environment, I run practice days. So that's going to be scenario based. You have to have holster draw and beginner handgun before you can sign up for that class. You have to.
Sure.
So that, you know, we're not spending the time catching you up to the rest of the group.
Right.
And then we're running scenarios like, what happens if you're in your car? What happens if you're sitting at a restaurant? Sometimes we have, you know, a fun day, a fun shoot that's like a plate rack, and you run and do this array of shooting, and then you go over here to this and do these targets in a different format, that kind of thing. So
if
a match isn't your thing, then you can still get practice in.
Okay. After your ladies graduate from some of your classes or have taken multiple of your classes, do you ever suggest to them that they try other instructors?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they looked at that class ahead of time and was like, I'm kind of intimidated by that.
Yes.
Because it's, I mean, I'm wearing a Fieldcraft hat. I just looked at the Fieldcraft hat up there. You know, those classes are kind of intense. They're very fast paced. Mm-hmm. They're an instructional class, but it's not a how to manipulate your weapon class.
Right.
It is a instruction class on tactics on what to do if you're in certain situations.
Right.
Talk to me about different courses that ladies should take after they've graduated or after they're confident out of some of your courses.
So your next step is going to be something exactly like that.
Okay.
The Fieldcraft guys, you know, I've had my binoculars out, kind of spying on them, you know.
I got some footage if you want it.
Here's what happens is the ladies, they tend to be kind of quiet in a class like that. Take your girlfriend I'm not going to recommend a browbeating instructor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Right.
You know, get a couple of girlfriends together and say, hey, we're going to go take this class. And I'm willing to lay down a large sum of money to say that you're probably going to, that female, because she took the time to understand how to shoot correctly as opposed to someone who wants to just convert money into noise.
Right.
She's going to be the better shooter of the class.
Mm-hmm.
She might be a little slower.
Right.
But it's because we're very calculated.
Her accuracy is on point.
It is. It's important to her not just pulling the trigger. Right. She has to pull the trigger and it has to come out right. Not, you know, she starts missing and she gets down on herself and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. So, you know, there's field craft. There's something that I like to go do called gunfighter school.
Okay. What's that?
So gunfighter school is run by a friend of mine, a friend in the industry, trusted. And he sets up just about every Monday night. And you've got in between 3 to 4, usually about 3 different scenario drills that you'll run 2 or 3 times each. So okay. It's not a high round count because nobody can really afford to be expending. You know, you see these classes still out there with you need 500 rounds.
I saw one recently that you need 1,000 mm-hmm. rounds for the weekend.
You're going to cut
you
your
1,000 rounds for a pistol class and then
today
expect to have ammo to shoot later.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it's a lot of shooting. And it said you can bring more if you want to shoot more.
Yeah. That's insane.
It's an expensive class.
It is.
It's an expensive class. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. So we go to gunfighter school mm-hmm. as often as we can. And okay. So it's Monday nights over at if you check out DST1911.com. D like David, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, 1911.com. And so they're also offering some edged weapons, you know, some edged weapons courses. I'm going to be in one with Jason toward the end of the month.
So you do some non-live fire classes.
Yep.
What are those?
Unarmed self-defense all day long. Got these, you know, children walking around with their heads in phones. And I'm not talking about, you know, teenagers. I'm talking about 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So when they get grabbed, what do they do?
Gotcha.
You know, what are things that, you know, you can bring to the forefront of their mind to teach them? And I can bring it, I can bring the knowledge, but it's up to the parent, you know, or yourself to make it a habit to put the things that you learn in situational awareness and unarmed self-defense. You have to put that into play. Put your phone away. Keep your head. I know we hear this so much. I used to hate keep your head on a swivel. Well, what does that mean exactly?
Right.
You know, and so we go into some depths of how to actually get someone off of you and succeed
mm-hmm.
at it and get away. And so unarmed self-defense, situational awareness. And then, of course, he's a black belt. I don't know how many people actually know that, but he really doesn't need a gun.
No.
You know?
No, he doesn't. I was talking to one of the battle bosses for the tactical games this last weekend, and he was talking about how he doesn't carry when he goes out, not necessarily in town, but when he travels and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like I bring most of my stuff, A, because I vet the battles when I get there, but B, just because I usually have it on me. I'll kind of want to have it on me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I feel comfortable about whatever situation that happens. And if it's my time, and then I guess it's my time.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's impressive.
I know a lot of girls pull a pocket knife out, but do you really know what to do with that knife?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really know what to do with that pokey stick or where to poke it?
That sticky pokey.
Yes.
Do you teach a class or does Jason teach a class?
For edged weapons?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Okay.
He's wanting to. He's putting it together, but we haven't done it yet.
Sign me up. I've actually asked him multiple times, hey, can you teach me some of this stuff?
And
we just don't have time at work.
I know.
Anyone
in the gun industry right now has no time. If they don't smell when you're close to them, that means they had a good day and got to bathe. So yeah,
or if we don't leave, you know, if we get to leave before an hour or two after we get off, it was a good day.
Yeah,
it was a good day.
It is insane right now. It's just insane. So thank your handy gun instructor and your range people because, yeah, they're working hard right now.
It's nonstop.
Yep.
Your schedule's nonstop.
Yep.
How many classes are you teaching this next year? We're still deciding, huh?
Yeah. I really do love to teach.
Yeah.
I really do love to share what's in my heart. people say, I'm not tooting my own horn, but they say I have something special when it comes to teaching, especially the ladies.
Ladies, she does.
But I have lots of guys too that, okay, well, I want to train with my wife, so can I come to your class? Absolutely. A lot of people don't know this, but DPS certified LTC instructor, DPS certified school safety certification instructor for active shooter on campus. So okay. That's what that means. So we have a lot of schools in Texas that are licensed to carry concealed in the classroom. Your bigger campuses, your bigger ISDs, politics, not going to happen.
Right.
But, Springtown, they carry in the classroom. And I know lots of...
It was Weatherford? That's where I'm moving. Oh, maybe not. So
some of them want anonymity. Some of them post signs like, come on in. I have come from training male and female.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not just the lady instructor, but
right.
Classes this year need to come with letting the guys come with them because mm-hmm. I have a lot of moms and dads who want to understand what do we do if we're in a threat situation and we're both carrying, so that's coming.
And that's kind of dangerous when you can learn to team up with your partner like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to face you and Jason on the streets.
You do not want to, no.
I would not want that.
You know, you always see the, I hope today's the day, and we wake up wishing.
Stop.
No, it's nobody, your everyday LTC holder is the last person on the planet that wants to confront violence.
100%.
It's
100%.
Yeah.
They are the... Which most people don't get it, but they're the safest people.
Yes. And that's what I mean by, I lose my thought, attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a good attitude. If you already know everything, don't take my class.
Right.
Or if you need a refresher on those basic skill sets, okay, come and take it. But
sure.
The people that know anything, the people that are just looking for a fight, those are not my people.
Right. So you got to be able to be coachable.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to improve your gun manipulation. You want to improve your holster skill. You want to improve here. You want to improve there. Some people, there's no room for improvement because they've already arrived.
Right.
But they haven't.
Very true.
So I get antsy when I haven't taken when I haven't done any training for myself.
Right.
I'm constantly training.
I would say, how often do you train?
As often as I can. Right now it's not as often as it used to be because I'm teaching so much.
Does teaching, though, keep you trained up?
Absolutely.
Because you're constantly doing those motions. You're going through those processes.
Yes.
And I personally believe when you're able to teach somebody something, that's when you really understand it and really grasp it yourself.
Let's just not look at my last match results.
Well, shooting a match is shooting a match. I mean... That's different. That's personal opinion. If we were to go out and shoot dots on an IPSC, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
Right? Like a match is a different story. But when you're out there shooting for accuracy or you're working on some skills and drills, training, that's different.
Right. And I want to say this about matches. I'm not sure what the general public has in mind, what they think they would be walking into, but I can almost promise you it's not that. We have so much fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a family outing. There's dads that bring their kids out there and ladies that drag their husbands out there to watch them. And it's a big day.
Yeah. And then the guys are like, I can't shoot in front of my wife now because look how good she is.
Exactly.
And so I don't know, but if you have any preconceived notions of what a match day might look like, I beg you, put it aside and just come out. So much handshaking. Yes, we use hand sanitizer. So much hugging. Yes, we wear a mask.
Ish.
We're outdoors. But, there's the shooting family mm-hmm. is my family.
Yeah.
Like sometimes there's no one I'd rather be around more. When you need that, when you've had a bad week and you come out on Saturday and your group standing there, oh my God, they're here. Let's go.
Right.
And you all squad together and it's, if I had known about this when my children were little, my daughters would have been pulling triggers when they were seven. Wow. Well, they kind of were. They would have been. They would have been in matches when they're 7, mm-hmm. 8, 9, 10 years old.
Right. Yeah. Little 22 matches or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Running a little 22 rim fire, little to no recoil. There's probably more recoil in an airsoft gun.
Airsoft gun. Oh, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
So they're learning, you know, manners. They're learning the concepts of shooting, and the gun, all the taboo around the gun is taken away.
That's something that we talked about on the podcast with Taylor is, you know, gun etiquette transfers over to life character.
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely.
I mean, so much.
Yep.
And it's, I don't know what the misconceived notion about guns are, you know, personally. That's just a personal opinion.
Yeah.
But ones that I know, the you know, anybody under the age of 15, you know, we have several people that come out here and shoot.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
The little girl, what's her name? The girl that shoots long range. We don't have to say names, but there's that chick that shoots long range, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her and her dad come out here once or twice a month.
She started on steel matches.
Oh, did she?
She did.
So now she's branching out. So now she'll be here more often shooting.
Yeah.
The guy, she's like 15, yep. 16 years old. And she's out shooting half the men. And her character, the way that she carries herself, I mean, she's well beyond her age.
Absolutely.
Just due to the fact that she's having, and it's a personal opinion, but due to the fact that she's having to handle firearms on a weekly basis
mm-hmm.
and the etiquette that comes with that.
Did y'all catch that? A weekly basis, which translates at home to probably a daily.
Right.
At least a couple of times a week before she comes out on the weekends and whatnot. So you put the firearms in a situation where they're having to manipulate and deal with and respect every day. All of the mystery goes away.
Right. And guys, if you want to know what to do at home, take a listen to the last podcast we did with Taylor Olson, training three gun or training multi-gun. He talked a lot about different drills, skills, dry firing, what to do at the house. You can translate that over to just self-defense.
Just defensive. Yeah.
You can transfer that over to competition.
Yep.
That kind of is a five-way street. I'm not going to say a two-way street because there's multiple different training aspects you can get out of that. So, learning to manipulate your firearm, break it down, clean it, put it back together.
Life skills.
All the fun stuff.
All these life skills that you've been thinking about getting around to, and then you turn on the news and say, okay, it's about time to get to it.
Get her done.
So quit putting it off.
Right.
You know, for one of the things that I do, and I didn't go and look at other instructors' websites, you know, but I offer deposits. Okay. To get in a class.
Okay.
That's something that a lot of people don't do.
Right.
But I want to teach women. And if you're a single female, you may not have that type of money to set aside to come and take a class. And
up then front.
Up front. So you can pay part of it to save your seat, part of it the day of.
Oh, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's neat. Where can people find you?
MindyKRay.com.
Man, that's like you're big time.
Is it?
You're big time. You got your own website with your name and everything.
You know, about 10 years ago, I knew something big was coming. So I just went ahead and bought that domain.
Dang. That's legit.
There is no other Mindy K. Ray except for the one in West Texas that got arrested for like a pound of meth. That's not me.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. It's not me.
Well, very cool. Where else can people find you? Any social media? Not that that's... a good outlet at the moment, but
no kidding.
We won't get into that. We're not just not a politics thing.
Yeah. Let's
where else can people find you other than MindyKRay.com?
If you look up Mindy K. Ray Firearms Instructor on Facebook, you'll find me there. And let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. You will find me at CCC_training on Instagram, but I am not CCC. CCC range, we actually had this conversation, me and Jeremy did, but CCC range is CCC range. I wanted to be CCC training because of what the C's stand for.
What are your three C's stand for?
It stands for community. I want there to be a community of women encouraging mm-hmm. other women in the shooting community. So not only that, if I see you at Kroger and I'm like, I haven't seen you shooting, I want to be the instructor that knows her students, and that's why I don't stack you deep and teach you cheap.
Gotcha.
The other one is I care about you. Again, if a lot of my students are able to direct message me at any time or just about any question, please forgive me. If I have a student on the range, I'm not answering your text.
But you will get to it
I will.
Shortly.
Absolutely, because when you jump off in the firearms world, it's a massive ocean.
And oh, so it is endless.
Man, you can waste a lot of money.
And you can get so lost.
Yes.
And buy so many wrong things.
I don't have all the answers, but I bet you I know somebody that has the answer to the question that you're asking.
Right.
And then confidence. So community, care, and confidence. And that's what my C's stand for.
Triple C training.
Yep.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
But my website is under my name.
Guys, she's a celebrity.
No, I'm not.
Do you have anything else on in closing?
Oh, are we there?
Yeah, we're almost at an hour.
Righteous.
50 minutes. See, I told you.
That was fun.
Yeah, nice and easy.
If you have apprehension about learning, I love the people that have never touched a handgun before. You don't have any bad habits to break. So
right.
I teach you right from the very beginning and, right. you know, build that confidence up. It's a whole different story than someone who, you know, who has bad habits. Women, y'all, my husband is a phenomenal shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He is phenomenal when it comes to anything that's any type of self-defense. But when he and I would go to the gun range, he instantly became better looking with a gun in his hand. He did. And so I couldn't learn. Okay. Not to say that he's not a good instructor, because he is.
Right.
I could not learn from my significant other. Lots of ladies can't learn from dads, from brothers, from uncles.
It's hard to separate the emotional side of it with the instruction side of it.
It is. And you see this all the time. My brother was a Marine, and when I asked him to teach me handgun, he couldn't do it. Not every Marine, not every soldier is outfitted with guns.
Right.
So, find an instructor.
Okay.
If my prices are too expensive, Jeremy's all the time, raise your prices. Like, if mine are too expensive, shoot me a message. Let's work it out. But proper formal instruction can mean the difference of light or day when it comes to manipulating guns and being a good shooter.
Right.
Proper formal instruction. And you don't have to take a ton of it. But you do need some of it.
Oh, yeah. So, I can agree to that.
So, you know, my target next to my husband's used to look like I hit it with birdshot. I was hitting the neighbor's targets in the range going, hey, that's my bullseye. I know it's on your target. But and once I was shown
right.
the proper way to do it. Mm-hmm. And so then I took that information and converted it from men teaching women to women teaching women. And so that's where I'm at today.
Very cool.
It is very cool. So ladies, quit being afraid. Come see me. I dare you.
Sign up, ladies. Go to MindyKRay.com. You can also, all your classes are on our website as well, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're linked to your website.
Yeah.
So you can either go to CCRange.com, go to the calendar, and look at all the classes that we have to offer. You can search Mindy's classes directly there, the ones that she's doing here. You do classes elsewhere, right?
Sometimes, but
it's okay. We're not mad about that.
No, sometimes, but not often.
Not often,
this
right?
This is mostly here. This is home.
It's definitely home.
It's home. I started competing out here, and once I realized what the shooting community was,
right.
and I put all my apprehension and prior judgment aside, I don't want to be anywhere but here. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to teach anywhere but here. I don't want to, really and truly, there's no need for me to compete anywhere but here.
Oh, yeah. You know? I agree. I mean, I go to all these different ranges for the tactical games,
right.
and they're cool. Don't get me wrong, especially this last one we were at with Tradecraft with the decommissioned prisons. Oh, and the
that's so cool.
It was a minimum security prison and a maximum security prison. We got to do a battle that went through both of them. We got to go into the cell blocks and stuff like that.
How awesome.
It was really cool. But they also have, you know, a 4-story Connex building that you can shoot out to 1,500 yards. And I mean, it's some pretty cool stuff, right? But this is home.
Yeah. And,
you know, this is home. When you come here, this just feels, it's calming.
So y'all hear him talk about shooting in a minimum and maximum security prison. It was abandoned, right?
It was, yeah. So the prison was opened in 1978 and closed down in 2010. And now it's used for training purposes.
Okay. So let me just tell y'all, the people that are going to these places and doing all of this cool shooting, they shop at Kroger. They, you know, They drink smoothies. They make coffee. They're just normal people.
Everyday folks. They're not honestly, high speed. I'm not a high speed dude.
You know, I love you. You're a dork.
I am. That's a fact.
I'm just playing. But guys, you know, give it a try.
Yeah.
You will. It is the most contagious
bug.
Oh, it's
so fun.
It's just the most contagious bug. And then look what it can do for you in an everyday threat situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell all my lady friends now, if you need a new hobby, pick up a gun. Pick up a firearm. Learn the firearm. And then come get immersed in the shooting community, whether it's with me or anybody else.
Yeah,
you know, get out there and learn, because they're not pushing women away anymore. They're the largest demographic in firearms world, in the firearms world.
And growing.
And growing every day. Yeah. One of my students the other day, I love her to pieces. I can't wait. I'm like, you were on the podcast. I'll go ahead and say her name's Kristen. But she was scared to death of guns. She's had a couple of private lessons. And when it was, she rented before she purchased. And you should absolutely do that.
Right.
Gun ranges will let, not out here, but like the Shoot Smarts, the Gritter, the Shoot Point Blank, the Defender, Texas Gun Experience. You can go rent before you buy.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time came, she found a little Glock for concealment and a bigger Glock to come out and compete with. And she was so excited. She didn't buy one gun her first shopping experience. She bought two.
Oh, dang.
So, and she's brand new in the shooting world.
Right.
And I love that she did her homework.
That's good.
So if you don't know where to start, reach out. There is a contact me button on my website, and I want to help you get started and get started right.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Minnie, for coming in. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bright and early. I know it's not the first thing you wanted to do in the morning.
What's in your cup? It's not brown.
Yeah, you usually have coffee, so I was concerned about what that was.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, it's not new year, new me. I'm same sarcastic. Lovable asshole. But just trying to get a little healthier.
Cool.
I could drink coffee till dinner.
I usually do that.
Yeah. So I have there's some vitamins in there. I got to do something.
Right.
I'm working hard.
Well, you have a class today, don't you?
I have a private lesson for AR-15 platform. So the rifle platform. We'll have a student coming out, and it's cold out there.
It is. But there's still ice on the ground.
When you're dedicated, you're dedicated. End of story.
Right.
So,
but that is both from the instructor and the student.
Exactly. So reach out. If you're not a class type person, I do private lessons. And I'm a private lesson person.
Okay.
That's how I started. And I love private lessons, because sometimes the class, you know, you've got 8 to 10 learners in there at the same time. So my attention is spread out. With my lifestyle, with where I'm at in life, mm-hmm. typically if I'm training, it's privately.
Gotcha.
Just because I'm teaching. Yeah. When all the other classes are going on.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Minnie. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Go follow us on all the podcast channels. Like and share with all your friends. We appreciate it. And thanks for listening. Bye.